Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 5, The Meeting of Nanda Maharaj and Vasudeva. Text number 3. And O purport. Nanda Maharaj gave 2 million cows, completely decorated with cloth and jewels. It's about as many people are there in Slovenia. A cow for everyone here. With cloth and jewels in charity to the brahmanas. He also gave them 7 hills of grain, covered with jewels, and with cloth decorated with golden embroidery. It wasn't bad being a Brahmin back then. Kalena snana sochabhyam. Samskarais tapasejaya. Shudyanti danai santushtya. Dravyan yatmatma vidyaya. Kalena. By due course of time, the land and other material things become purified. Snana sochabhyam. By bathing, the body becomes purified. And by cleansing, unclean things become purified. Samskarai. By purificatory processes, birth becomes purified. Tapasa. By austerity, the senses become purified. Ijaya. By worship, the brahmanas become purified. Shudyanti. Become purified. Danai. By charity, wealth becomes purified. Santushtya. By satisfaction, the mind becomes purified. Dravyani. All material possessions, such as cows, land, and gold. Atma. The soul becomes purified. Atma avidya. By self-realization. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O King, by the passing of time, land and other material possessions are purified. By bathing, the body is purified. And by being cleansed, unclean things are purified. By purificatory ceremonies, birth is purified. By austerity, the senses are purified. And by worship and charity, offered to the brahmanas, material possessions are purified. By satisfaction, the mind is purified. And by self-realization or Krishna consciousness, the soul is purified. Purport. These are Shastric injunctions concerning how one can purify everything according to Vedic civilization. And thus purified, anything we use will infect us with contamination. In India, 5,000 years ago, even in the villages such as that of Nanda Maharaj, people knew how to purify things. And thus they enjoyed even material life without contamination. So here the word purification is used. Sochabhyam shudyanti. Shudyanti is samskarai, is by purificatory processes. Become shudyanti, become purified. So the question is, why should we want to become purified? And what does purification mean? Because in modern society, people also, to a certain extent, they like to become purified sometimes. Sometimes people even wash their hands. If somehow or another their mother keeps on telling them to do it, they finally, rather than getting bothered by their mother, they wash their hands. Even after they eat. But in modern civilization, people have no idea what purification is, nor do they're very much interested in it. Just like but the animals, even they, if you see a cat, he's constantly using his tongue to purify his body. So even the animals want purification. The elephant bathes in the water, and after bathing in the water, then it comes out and throws dirt all over its body. So that's called Hathi Snana, the elephant's bath. So similarly, people want purification so they feel good, so they can do sinful activities, which makes them feel bad. So people want to feel good when they're doing sinful activities, but that makes them feel bad afterwards, so then they have to do some purification. But they don't even know what to do. Generally speaking, when people feel bad, they just cover it over. If you have a boil, then you blow on it, or you put a nice Band-Aid on it, nice purple Band-Aid, so that people admire your Band-Aid, and then you feel good. But here it explains that purification, well, exactly what is it? There's a normal state of being where things, and the energy flows properly. That's how the material nature works. So there's two words. One is called dukkha, and the other is called sukha. So ka means space, and su means nice space. So when there's nice space, everything flows nicely. For instance, when the body is clean inside, then the airs of life flow nicely in the body, and there is no unhappiness. There's no dukkha. Du means bad space. So when the bad space is there, we can tell the bad space is there to a certain extent because one is passing too much air. So that means it's bad space for oneself internally, and externally it becomes a bad space for everyone else. Simply, when there's indigestion, it means that the combination of fire and air in the body and the place where things are digested is not going very well because something is wrong with the space. Either there's too much air, or there's too little air, or there's too much fire, or there's not enough fire, or there's not enough space, or there's too much space. So this creates a disturbance in the digestion, and instead of digesting the food, we get what's called a big mass of undigested food, which is not very pleasant, internally or externally. And if you have a big mass of food blocking the channels, then the air doesn't get through, the food doesn't get through, the cells there's nothing for the cells to digest because the circulation of nutrition in the body is not providing anything for the cells because there's a big boulder in front of it, or boulders in front of the circulation system. And the cells are always eating, just like we're always eating. Why do we eat? Because the cells are hungry. It's not only we're hungry, but also we have individual cells in our body, and all of them have to eat. But after eating, even if there's something to eat, then they have to excrete the remnants of digestion. But if there's no circulation, then they just pull. They don't have anywhere to go. They just stay in the cell, around the cell, and everything becomes poisonous. Very unpleasant for everyone, including the cells. And that's where all the problems start. They don't start there. They start with indigestion. And indigestion leads to blockages or misdirection or whatever else. And that leads to a disease state, disease. So similarly, when the earth is contaminated by unwanted things. Things, for instance, nowadays, the earth is always contaminated. Why? Because the natural function of the earth is there when there's no industrialization and technology. For instance, nowadays, because they're killing the cow and the bull, you look pretty tired. Mataji, if you're tired, you could always stand up. When there's industrialization and technology, then the result is that they have tractors. And the result of tractors is that they go over the land and they crush it. And it's not like the land is dead. There are living entities in the land. Imagine if you're living in the land and a tractor comes over and squashes you. How would you feel? I'm sure you wouldn't feel very good. So they're going with these tractors and crushing all the living entities in the land and then throwing chemicals on it. Burns it, whatever's left. Anything's alive, they burn it to death with the chemicals. And the plants, they have glyphosate and other things. So that anything could grow in that soil. Then they burn it also with poisons. So modern civilization is a death civilization, just killing everything it can in the name of purification. As a matter of fact, nowadays they've decided that the people are the biggest contamination on the earth are the people. So we have to purify the earth to save it and kill all the people. First the cows, and then the people on the earth. So this is called material advancement. And nowadays everyone is very proud of science. In the name of science, as Prabhupada said, that they'll do anything. So-called solving the problems or purifying the problems by making worse problems. So this is called the mode of ignorance. A dharma, what is it? Pravitim cha, nivritim cha, karya karya vayabhaye. Banda moksha chayaveti buddhisaparta tamasi. They don't know what's to be done, and they don't know what's not to be done. As a matter of fact, what they think is to be done is not to be done. Adharmam iti dharmam cha, karite yavasha kara. That what they think is religion, what is dharma, adharma iti dharmam cha. Adharmam dharmam iti ya manyate tamasavritaha sarvatan viparitamscha buddhisaparta tamasi. They think that what is religion is actually not religion. They think that the Hare Krishna movement is an irreligious movement propagating things like vegetarianism and God consciousness. They think that's demoniac. And they think propagating Satanism and cow and slaughter, children slaughter, that's very pious. Amongst the demons, it's considered pious. So this is called one person's religion is another person's irreligion. And therefore we can see societies gradually becoming more and more degraded from our point of view. From the demoniac point of view, they think they're making progress, getting rid of all the taboos, all the restrictions for illicit sex, not only among men and women, but among men and men, and women, or animals and men, and whatever. They think that these are all taboos. And you should be able to eat anything, including people. What should restrain your desires, fulfill your desires? Because it might be unpleasant for the person who's being eaten, but it's, you know, someone has to sacrifice. So the main thing is that people don't know what purification is, beginning with even the most elementary purification, which is easiest, that is washing their hands. After they evacuate, after they eat, they don't, of course, if they wash their hands, they usually do it with some kind of antibacterial soap. They think bacteria are their enemies. And therefore, they're always trying to kill everything that they think is their enemy in modern society because it's ignorance. Ignorance means violence. And in order to solve your problem, then you kill things. That way you get rid of them. So ultimately, there's no restriction. There's no impediment for what you're trying to do. Anything that gets in your way, you get rid of it. Don't ask questions. Just destroy. So that's ignorance. Like Vrikasura, he wanted a benediction that whosoever head he touched would crack into pieces. So he went through great austerity, even cutting his own flesh from his body and throwing it into a fire in order to get such a benediction. And ultimately he wanted to test the benediction on his benefactor, Lord Shiva, by touching his head and cracking it into hundreds of pieces and then stealing his wife Parvati. Now, when the devotees hear this, they may think, well, this Vrikasura was not very nice. Well, when the demons hear it, they think, well, too bad he didn't succeed. What a nice benediction. Therefore, we have to give people a different experience so they can experience what's the difference between working the mode of ignorance and working the mode of goodness. Otherwise, there's a satisfaction for the demons who work in the mode of ignorance. There's some kind of happiness because it's the satisfaction of desire. And any time we satisfy desires, there's a kind of a pleasure from it. Accomplishment, that we accomplish what we want to do, however abominable they may be. But for one in the mode of ignorance, it doesn't seem abominable at all. It seems rather pleasant. For someone in the mode of, for instance, when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada's disciples went to Burma in order to establish a temple there, they were cooking puris in their house that they were living in. But the neighbors found it abominable and would complain. The smell of puris disgusted them. They became nauseous when they smelled puris. And therefore they would complain. But their favorite food was nata. Nata. Do you know what nata is? Anything that died in the village, they put into a pot. And they put the pot on the roof. Burma's quite hot. So the dead animals would dissolve and everything would boil for some time on the roof. And then they strain off the liquid and put it into a bottle, and for festival days, they poured on their rice for the feast. That was considered extremely delicious. So for us, just hearing about it, we may think this sounds horrible, but for them it sounds wonderful. But hearing about puris, ghee, eating things made out of ghee, they think it's disgusting. They complain, Krishna has so many cows, and he didn't eat any of them. What's the use of having cows and you don't eat them? All right, maybe he drank milk, which is actually meant for human beings. It's meant for the calf or for the baby. It's not meant for grown-ups. So maybe he could drink milk. It's sinful, but anyhow, he did it anyhow. But why didn't he eat the cow also, along with the milk? Holistic food. So people can't understand because they have no experience of even the mode of passion is diminishing. Mode of passion, at least you try to make nice arrangements for your sense gratification. But people don't even want that anymore. They don't want to work so hard for the arrangement. They just want immediate gratification. And therefore, anyhow, and then people are crazy, literally speaking. They're easily manipulated. So that in America, the result is, in order to purify the country, there's a group of people who are burning it down regularly in riots, at a protesting the inequalities. They burn things down But generally what they burn down is the people who are the poor people's houses. The poor people's stores, they burn down in the name of equality. And it's all manipulated. In America during the riots, you can see whole blocks of buildings burning down, and the reporters would be there. And they say there's a little disruption in the neighborhood. Not very much. It's not very important. But anyhow, then you see the buildings crumbling. And then the riots would go on, and they go to someone's house, and they wanted to burn it down. And the person would come out with a gun to face the mob that was going to burn his house down and kill his children and wife. And they arrest the man with the gun for disturbing the peace, for threatening violence. So this is called the mode of ignorance. I mean, literally, trying to discourage any attempt at sanity in the world. They want to discourage it because ultimately they just want to destroy what's there so they can rebuild back better. Back better means, yes.
Is it legal to keep guns in America, right?
No.
Okay. No.
In the Declaration, the Constitution gave everyone the right to keep guns in America, the Second Amendment. I think it's the Second Amendment, I don't know. That everyone has the right to have guns. So, because during the American Revolution, the colonists weren't allowed to have guns. So the British soldiers were the only ones who were able to have guns, and therefore they're able to, quote, suppress the American colonists, at least one third of them, because they were all divided. One third were against the British, one third were for the British, one third couldn't care less. The ones who were against the British, they had no means to go against the British, so they felt exploited. So then after, when the American Revolution was successful, so-called successful, then what they did is they passed a constitutional amendment along with the Declaration of Independence, giving everyone a right to possess guns. Because they understood that government means, in Kali Yuga, as Prabhupada said, government in Kali Yuga means organized crime. Organized crime in Kali Yuga means the government. So, give the people the right to fight against the government, which is ridiculous. Anyhow, it doesn't work. But that's what they have. But in one sense, as the mode of ignorance becomes more and more prominent, everyone is ignorance. The government's in ignorance, the people are in ignorance. They have no idea, and the Tevidu, Swartha Katim, Vishnu. They have no idea that the goal of life is to obtain Krishna consciousness. And therefore they waste their time fighting with each other over insignificant things. And only, as we'll find out, that we understand the purpose of life is purifying the senses, the mind, the intelligence, ultimately by engaging them in Krishna's service. But engaging things in Krishna's service also means cleanliness, austerity, truthfulness. These are not outside of Krishna consciousness. Because the mode of goodness is in the material world is the next door neighbor to transcendence. So therefore Krishna gives so many instructions in the Vedas for all kinds of purification to come to the mode of goodness. The land can be in goodness, our bodies can be in goodness, our minds can be in goodness, everything can be in goodness, everything, and then it's easy to transcend it. That is to utilize everything in Krishna's service, to add Krishna to it. If we follow Krishna's instructions in every respect, then it's easy to remember that we're doing it for Krishna, that he's the one we're doing it for. And then one can actually come purify the soul of all kinds of misgivings about his relationship with Krishna. Now we think Krishna is telling us to do this, and we want to do the exact opposite. Krishna says, jump to the left, and we jump to the right, just to show that we're independent. And therefore we cause ourselves so many problems. Krishna says, wash your hands before you eat. And we never wash our hands. As far as we're concerned, a little dirt is actually divine. Krishna says, you know, protect the cow and the bull. And we do the exact opposite. We exploit it to the maximum. And therefore we create a horrible situation where we destroy everything, practically speaking. Destroy the land, contaminate the water, the air, the food, everything. Our relations with each other, everything becomes polluted by ignorance, by anger, hate, lust, greed, everything else that's undesirable. And then we try to make peace. We try to have a happy world. As Prabhupada gives the example, a group of thieves, they rob a bank and they go to their hideout. The head thief stands up and says, my dear fellow thieves, now that we've stolen all this money, I have only one request to all of you. Please, please, let us divide this money up honestly. So they're all thieves, but now they want to become honest thieves. So they're doing everything wrong, and then they're trying to make agreements with each other. That the thieves, we should be honest amongst ourselves at least. And they're surprised. I made an agreement with this thief, and he didn't follow it. I'm surprised. I thought he was an honest thief. So modern society means that people have no idea what's the goal of life and how to achieve it, and therefore they're trying to make adjustments amongst themselves, how they can happily exploit the material energy in each other so that they can live happily and peacefully here, knowing well that they're independent and they can do whatever they want and somehow or another make an arrangement that they can live happily here. And they're always surprised that it doesn't work the way they thought it was going to work. It should work. Because after all, their authorities told them that there's no God, there's no karma, there's no reaction, there's no modes of material nature, there's only sense gratification. And that's all that counts. And they're surprised it doesn't work. But they're determined to make it work, even if they have to destroy everything, including you. But they're going to make it work. So ultimately, when they get rid of most of the people on this planet, and then they'll get rid of each other, and then we'll have Satya Yuga again. Whoever survives, Adam and Eve will be left. Start all over again. So I'll stop there. Thank you with that happy note. Any questions or comments? The final conclusion is, if we chant Hare Krishna seriously and follow the principles that Krishna has given us simply for sadhana bhakti, then we'll actually discover there's such a thing as reality. And reality means it's very nice. It's very nice to live a pure life, free from anxiety, from anger, from lust and greed, envy. It's very nice to live like that. And then we can tell others. Tell them how nice it is, to give some testimony, and maybe they'll try it out too for a day or two and see if they like it. Get them to chant Hare Krishna at home and see if they like it. Anyone who chants Hare Krishna after some time, then they won't like it. They'll see what actually these things are, what they're doing. They'll see eating this dead animal is not really very pleasant, or whatever else they're doing. Putting poison into their body is not really the path to happiness. Any questions? Okay, let's chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.